Tidal distortions in NGC 1052, DF2 and NGC 1052, DF4. Independent Evidence for a Lack of Dark Matter, by Michael A. Keim et al. Two ultra-diffuse galaxies in the same group, NGC 1052 DF2 and NGC 1052, DF4, have been found to have little or no dark matter and to host unusually luminous globular cluster populations. Such low-mass diffuse objects in a group environment are easily disrupted and are expected to show evidence of tidal distortions. In this work, we present deep new imaging of the NGC 1052 group obtained with the Dragonfly telephoto array to test this hypothesis. We find that both galaxies show strong position angle twists and are significantly more elongated in their outskirts than in their interiors. The group's central massive elliptical NGC 1052 is the most likely source of these tidal disturbances. The observed distortions imply that the galaxies have a low total mass or are very close to NGC 1052. Considering constraints on the galaxy's relative distances, we infer that the dark matter halo masses of these galaxies cannot be much greater than their stellar masses. Calculating paracenters from the distortions, we find that the galaxies are on highly elliptical orbits, with a ratio of paracenter to present-day radius r-peri, r00.1 if the galaxies are dark matter-free and r-peri, r00.01 if they have a normal dark halo. Our findings provide strong evidence, independent of kinematic constraints, that both galaxies are dark matter deficient. Furthermore, the similarity of the tidal features in NGC 1052, DF2 and NGC 1052, DF4 strongly suggests that they arose at comparable distances from NGC 1052. In Appendix A, we describe SB contrast, a robust method to determine the surface brightness limits of images. This was Tidal Distortions in NGC 1052, DF2 and NGC 1052, DF4. Independent Evidence for a Lack of Dark Matter, by Michael A. Keim et al.